This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion inside a coal mine in northern Turkey has killed at least 24 people. Local officials made the announcement while rescuers working through the night were trying to bring dozens of others trapped inside the surface. The explosion occurred at 6:45 in the evening at the state-owned TTK Amasra mine in the town of Amasra, the Black Sea coastal province of Bartin. Energy Minister Faith Donmez said preliminary assessment indicates that the explosions will likely be caused by fire damp. That's a reference to flammable gases found in the coal mine. They were 110 people at first in the mine at the time of the explosion. The Interior Minister, who traveled to Amasra to coordinate the rescue operation, told reporters most of the workers were able to evacuate following the blast, but 49 were trapped in a higher-risk area of the facility. China's ruling Communist Party is now holding its twice-a-decade National Congress starting on Saturday, I should say on Sunday. That's where the Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to receive a third five-year term as the unaccounted head of the party, according to government and military. The Congress, the 20th in more than 100-year history, is expected to produce a new set of leaders handpicked by Xi, who faces no term limits. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that he expects his mobilization of army reservists for a combat in Ukraine to be completed in the next 2 weeks. This allows him to end unpopular and chaotic call-up meant to commuter Ukrainian officials in the battlefield gains and solidify the illegal annexation of the occupied territory. Putin, facing a domestic discontent and military setbacks in the neighboring country, armed with increasingly advanced weapon systems, has told the deporters that he does not regret starting the conflict and said that he did not destroy Ukraine when he ordered Russian troops to invade nearly 8 months ago. Police say that a 15-year-old boy shot five people in an attack that stretched from the streets of Raleigh in a neighborhood to a nearby walking trail. Two others were injured in that Thursday evening attack, which police an hours-long manhunt before the teen was arrested. Raleigh says that the police chief the teen is hospitalized in critical condition. The motive for the honoring is still unknown. Some of the victims were going about their daily lives when they actually died. They ranged in ages from 16 to 50, and the dead include one off-duty police officer who was on his way to work at the time. A standoff between a powerful gang federation and Haiti's government is now testing how much power both sides wield, and it threatens to further derail a paralyzed country where millions of people are struggling to find fuel and water. A former police officer who led a gang alliance known as G9 and Family has proposed to his plea for Haiti's future, even seeking seats in the cabinet, while demanding that the administration of Prime Minister Ariel Henry grant amnesty and void arrest warrants against the group's members, a demand that so far has gone unignored. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.